Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sacerdotes Radio. It has been an eventful weekend this past weekend. Once again, the United States has been the target of another terrorist attack. But this attack was not like the one over 10 years ago on September 11th in New York City in 2001. This one targeted a specific group of people, groups of people, and I'll explain to you later on what I mean by that. Basically, a popular gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida named Pulse was attacked by 29-year-old Omar Mateen, born of Afghan Mateen drink, and this was around 1:45 a.m. At first, club partner and the sight of falling bodies began to get processed, and they began to run for their lives. The gay club was a mix of different people. Mostly Latinos, but of course other people as well. It's the worst mass shooting in American history and the second worst terrorist since 2001. Co-workers claimed that he was racist and homophobic, though while he was holding people hostage that he had nothing against black people. He witnessed two men kissing in Miami, and that seemed to have set him off. Apparently, about 20 minutes into the shooting, Mateen called 911, and he pledged. He also mentioned they also were investigating his claims that he was tied to ISIS and whatnot, be able to purchase weapons. Mateen worked as a police officer, so that may be an indication that this guy was not well mentally. Weapons, but there are calls for his resignation as I speak. Other fundamental course, this is June, where the LGBT people are celebrating used to make bombs. Howell was apparently looking to attack the Los Angeles the parade of a missing man named Jimmy on CNN as having a bad layout. I mean, she claimed that the reason why so many people die is because there was only one exit, so everybody, the dead bodies of other people. One lady was found under a glass bar, others they could, according to the police. After a grueling 3 hours, the Orlando SWAT vehicle was believed to be a bomb at first because there were rumors circulating that the government had a, and also the city of Orlando set up a website for information regarding the victims. And the club, Barbara Puma, gave a statement reading, Mateen gave, like everyone, about the horrific events that have taken place today. Posey, the club after her brother died to AIDS. So she named the club Pulse. Once again, we are witnessing a massacre. No end in the club. It is sad, and a sad night for my brothers and sisters in the LGBT community. I am suffering with them. We all God. God is loving and merciful. If he wanted, we know from the scriptures. So everyone has free will. Trying to this, as a matter of fact, with a sinful woman going to Jesus and crying and using her tears of justification. harmonious the whole thing is unfortunate indeed. It's very sad, it's tragic, it's been very emotional for everyone. Just to be at a assault weapon and start shooting people, and you might get killed yourself or your friends, and affect everybody. It was an attack not just on the LGBT community, but from them. And this person, Mateen, obviously has some mental illness, get brainwashed by this propaganda. And I was speaking about this in my broadcast on the internet, that people who are susceptible, people who are naive propaganda, men are treating them bad, who knows, and they get upset. They hate committing these shootouts, these killings and whatnot. And so they have screenings until they vaccinated or had a physical of some sort. Why can't we have students? And if we could spot it then in people, and if we could do cognitive, they don't have any connection to reality. And the witnesses too, and he was just expressionless, very calm. At one point he took hostage phone calls. He was just acting like shooting people is just something normal, like saying hi to somebody. You're the people. Or this guy was actually seeing in his head. He was hallucinating. Unfortunately, he did not get the help that he needed. And unfortunately, I had to reach out for help for him. That's too bad. I mean, if she noticed these, and her father, the father of Mateen, also complained that his son, right? Whether it's religious or atheistic, it goes either way. As we saw with the shooting mentality ideology, that it's us against them, and it creates enemies. And that extent, they start seeing people as targets instead of people. People, pastors, those televangelists who pre-scandal would go overly homophobic, is because they most likely have a tendency. They get frustrated when they see others free to express their homosexuality. You're having faceted homosexual. As a matter of fact, a reporter from the Los Angeles Times, someone who profiles, they turn to the left if they know, or right, whatever it is, if they're creepy in a sense, like he would appear nearby where the guy was, because again, the app tells you he's acting out his homosexuality secretly in this dating app. He was talking about sort of gays in the area, so he was seen to be very inquisitive at clubs or whatnot, to the club to scope it out, so to speak, to look at it, to be able to really process anything around you, the surroundings around you. So it's sexual. The attacks, I feel bad for the families, because they're in a different way. Latinos are scared to come out to their families because of the strong Catholic Latino, so they died together. And again, the whole thing is just something we have to focus on here. Not setting doctrine aside or the teachers in the church. As I said, at this point, we have to focus on the people. These are people that lost their lives, they were killed. These are children, families. We're all sinners. We're all falling short of God's grace, as scripture pinpoint the person committing the sacrilege against the Holy Eucharist. So we have to, God is the one that's leading people back to Himself. So again, anyone at any moment, the biology of this is knowledge, so we can't really make that correlation as if we were the same and who killed each other to claim a territory. Does that mean we have to start killing each other, killing our neighbors to make our traditional being families, and especially the people who are still struggling to stay alive? I heard about somebody getting shot 12 times with the assault rifle. I mean, I can't, because of the bullets or the damage that was caused by the bullets. And I mean, we cannot judge these individuals. I'm assuming the majority were judged. God, the last moments of death, we nobody can know that. That's just between God and the soul pulse. One individual, African American, Eddie Justice, he was in the bathroom. He was I love you. Their boyfriends died together. And the family was upset and getting a bit of an attitude with the media, because the media was asking questions. people already making it into a political issue of gun rights and gun control or not. How many gun? Plastic knives and forks. And they were able to hijack an airplane and crash them into first. Can do anything evil, and when there's a will, there's a way, and them all away for some reason. And if it's not guns, they'll use knives that kill each other. And I mean, on a bus, somebody found those to mow down people, pedestrians on the street. So a car is, matter of fact, Trump does have a point in this regard, that if people had guns, it is a, but they don't have anything. I don't think this club, this bar had metal detectors. And like I said before in the beginning, something has to be done regarding mental health screening. That's a bit for more medical health screening. Hopefully, psychology, whether the person is susceptible to mental illness or capable of becoming one of the, or. And unfortunately, the media is starting drama that gay people are sinners, somehow contribute to this. And again, that shows the homosexuality is a sin. What the church says is that the act is a sin. Having an attraction to something is not itself a sin, because it happens over the site of a turkey dinner. Because again, that's natural. That's the biochemistry, because it's the biochemistry. Now, what triggers an attraction? I don't want to turn the broadcast into a whole psychological study, but there's no such thing as a gay gene. Nobody is born gay. Nobody is born homosexual for what, molested by another female. So, but the possibility is there. Catholic teaching, so the church's teachings doesn't say that we have to hate gays or kill them. Raping people is disorder, just like pedophilia, febophilia. We are all disordered in a sense. We are all damaged by abortion and murder, etc. So there are other sins as well. To show love is very difficult. Again, I have friends who are gay or openly gay. I have friends who were kicked out. And I mentioned in the book, in my book, Atheism is Stupid, about that I used to make fun of the guy. I was in a day at the home. His pastor sent a letter to do that. Trial and error to get to the point of holiness that they got to while on earth. Two people were targeted in this club, and also Puerto Ricans. It's not healthy when it gets to the point like when Mateen and the Westboro and other people will go. You have to do something to prevent those things from happening. And these perspective faiths or not. But we also have to understand that has to ban gay people or ban certain people. Muslims or one Judeo-Christian have our disagreements, but at the end, just hug each other, laugh it off. And to our children, people who are just there having fun and partying, celebrating their Latino heritage, their Puerto Rican, and the propaganda of ISIS and these other groups online. Not just waiting, when you have this anti-theism and militant atheism, and Pope Francis has also warned Catholics of that, of Catholic triumphalism, the best thing. I mean, that's just ridiculous and very ignorant. Over the weekend, and there's a group, he should treat atheists better, that he wants to be picking a fight with everybody. Catholicism is not about this guy, and that's not what Catholicism is, and that's not what Christ never intended. In fact, they were mocking him, making fun of his degree, his alleged theology degree, funded by the fortune. We have these kind of crazy people in every faith, in every institution. Something's wrong. There's an underlying psychological problem in them that is not with others. So this order or problem in these people, they may blow up later on in life as they. Now, I just want to have a little moment of silence to remember the victims in the poll. Okay, now I'm going to read the names that we have so far. Oscar Aracena Montero, Rodolfo Ayn Brown, Corey James Connell, Tevin Udionicaro Henry, Frank Hernandez, Angel Mike, Eddie Jama Joy Justice, and Kimberly Morris, Ekaiwa, John Carlos Mendez Perez, Enrique C. Martin Benitez Torres S. Vilma Franklin Frankly G. Villanet website, the city of Orlando on that website. It's granted them in the hospital, those at home who were released, who are recovering or fighting to stay or closure, because it is hard to lose a loved one. Families, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Sion Omar Mateen, who was misguided. And of course, and that they may find solutions to the problem of gun violence. And Lord, amen. Thank you for listening.